Welcome to the show and highlights from a concert given last November at the Maison Symphonique in Montreal. The state-of-the-art concert hall opened its doors in the summer of 2011, and the interior, lined floor to ceiling with beech wood, gives a lovely natural feel. As someone said, it looks as if it's been grown rather than built. Our performers are the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, founded by a group of students back in 1987. Within just a few years, they've gone on to great success all over the world, partly, I think, because they take their soloists from within the orchestra's ranks, making for a true ensemble sound. The main part of today's programme features them in three violin concertos by J.S. Bach. But first, well, it's long been agreed that Bach was impressed and indeed influenced by the music of his Italian near-contemporary Vivaldi. So the orchestra opened their concert with part of Vivaldi's Sinfonia, or overture, to his L'Olimpiade, a music drama about love and rivalry in the Olympic Games. So get your trainers on for a bracing start.
Thank you.
The Freiburg Baroque Orchestra with a third movement of the Sinfonia Overture from Vivaldi's music drama L'Olympiad. The opening piece from their concert we're dipping into today, part of the Montreal Baroque Festival last November. And it's Bach who takes a central role in today's programme with three of his concertos for violin up next, starting with the one in A minor. Well, I say concertos for violin, but this is where it all gets a bit complicated because Bach was to rewrite several of his concertos for different solo instruments. And with the originals now lost, we can't always be certain what sort of soloists he may have first had in mind. Thankfully, though, we do know from the few surviving manuscripts that two of the concertos we're going to hear today are indeed Bach originals. And it seems likely that they date from his time at Curtin, where he was court musician from 1718 for some 5 years. This was, by all accounts, a happy and productive time for Bach. His employer, Prince Leopold, was a keen music lover, with an orchestra stocked full of some of the very best players around. He was very taken with the latest styles from Italy, as typified by Vivaldi. And Bach soon discarded the old-fashioned German four-movement setup and adopted the three movements of the Italian concertos, that is, two fast movements with a slow one in between. After an energetic, infectious opening movement, the A minor concerto offers a wonderful contrast in the centre, a pastoral, slow movement where the violin truly sings. And finally, a rollicking jig.
Thank you.
Petra Mulliens was the soloist there in Bach's Violin Concerto in A minor, one of the highlights from the concert given in the Montreal Bach Festival last November. Gottfried von der Goltz directed the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. It's generally thought that Bach composed that work around 1720 when he was working at the royal court in Curtin, but some 10 years later, now living in Leipzig, he recycled some of his earlier works for performance by the town's Collegium Musicum, often changing the soloist from violin to harpsichord. And our next concerto falls into that category as well. It's one of my absolute favourites, Bach's Double Violin Concerto in D minor. It survives only as a version for two harpsichords, but scholars have since reconstructed it for violins, as Bach almost certainly envisaged it. And it's that version we're going to hear in a moment. As we heard, Bach was very much influenced by the Italian style. Long before he became Kapellmeister at Curtin, he'd carefully studied the concertos of his Italian predecessors, like Corelli and Torelli, and those of his Venetian contemporaries, such as Albinoni and Vivaldi. So it's two soloists this time, which offers lots of opportunities for them to relate to each other, imitating fugal lines and playing around the counterpoint. The central slow movement is particularly special. It's full of passion and with gorgeous scrunchy suspensions as the two violins clash harmonies for a moment and then resolve. But it begins vivace.
Thank you.
Bach's Double Violin Concerto in D minor, recorded at a concert given last year by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra in Montreal's Maison Symphonique, part of the city's Bach Festival. The soloists there were Petra Mullejans and Gottfried von der Goltz, who also is the group's conductor and artistic director. So, in 1739, when he moved to Leipzig, Bach continued a tradition that was common practice at the time, that is, transcribing his earlier works from one medium to another. Well, certainly one way of providing the players of the town's Collegium Musicum with new repertoire as quickly as possible, and changing the soloist from violins to harpsichords was doubly rewarding because it meant that his two eldest sons, Wilhelm Friedemann and Carl Philipp Emanuel, both accomplished harpsichordists, could play them. Sometimes, though, even when an original concerto manuscript hasn't survived, we can still be fairly certain from the style alone what instruments Bach had first intended for the solo parts. It's long been agreed, for instance, that his concerto for three harpsichords was actually for three violins, because it's so full of typical violin effects, not least the fast repetitions of notes. So easy to play on a violin, but devilishly hard to play on a harpsichord. So let's hear it now as the concerto for three violins in D.
Thank you.
Bach's Concerto for Three Violins in D, also known as a Concerto for Three Harpsichords, after Bach rearranged it some years later for performance in Leipzig. Petra Mulejans, Gottfried von der Goltz and Peter Borzi were the soloists with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. And that brought to an end the concert they gave at the Montreal Bach Festival. Well, almost. An encore was called for in no uncertain terms, and the performers duly obliged with one of the most popular pieces by the composer Bach so admired, Vivaldi. His Concerto for Four Violins in B minor. Just the third movement, Allegro, which sent the audience out very happy indeed.
The Allegro from Vivaldi's Concerto for Four Violins, the encore from the concert given by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra last November at the Maison Symphonique in Montreal, part of the city's Bach Festival. The four soloists were Petra Mulejans, Peter Borzi, Beatrix Hülsemann, and the director of the orchestra, Gottfried von der Goltz. Lucy Skeeping presented the early music show, and it was produced in Salford by Paul Frankel and Jenny Pitt.